Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Jay, physically, how tough is it to play against this defense?
We knew going into it wasn't going to be a cookie cutter game for us. Show a lot of looks, and we got up a little bit early, so we knew that they were going to bring some more exotic stuff. They hit home on a zero before halftime, so we knew coming out of halftime we might see a few more things from them. You got to hand it to them; they do a good job. I thought we handled it for the most part really well. That's all I got.
Jay, was this a bigger chess game than usual? They made some nice reads out there as key plays.
Yeah, it was. They do, like I said, they do a heck of a job showing you different looks, switching up the coverages, you know, bringing more that than you have to protect. But I thought we did a good job of managing it, limiting the negative turnovers on our side, limiting the negative sacks. And guys made plays. You know, Alshon made some plays. Marty made some plays. Matt made some big runs down the end.
Jay, was that quick toss that you guys had with Forte, was that quick count that you had, was that by design, or was that something that you thought of there at the line when you got mad on that toss of the third down play?
We had talked about it on the sideline. So that's a play that we have. It's just so hard to run between the tackles against these guys. They got those big guys, and they're stacking the box, and you know they're getting the linebackers up in the A gap. So we just kind of had to manage something. Really great, really great. You know, he's staying within the system, and I think that's really helping him. He's a tough cover already, and he's such a big guy, and he's trusting us that we're going to put him in different spots to get him open, and I think it's really paying off for him.
What do you mean by staying in the system?
I'm just doing exactly what we wanted to do. You know, getting his depths, getting to his landmarks, you know, and just staying within the system, just like everybody else in this offense. If we stay within the system and we do what we should do, more times than not, we're going to move the ball.
Jay, what's it do for you guys? Two wins in 8 days, two different coasts, national TV. What's this do for you guys going forward?
It's good, but it's still so early in the season. Got a lot of veterans on this team, so we know, you know, how quickly it can go good or bad. And we just got to just kind of ride this momentum. We got another tough game coming up, and we got some tough games before the bye week as well. So we just got to get back to work when we get home.
Can you describe the third and nine play? They brought the house on you and you just threw it up to Alshon.
Yeah, we were losing the clock, so didn't have a lot of time. Didn't have any time to get out of it. Didn't want to burn up any time, a timeout, just to keep the clock running because we were kind of in that mode. Felt decent about what we had to the right with Alshon and Marty, and just had to buy enough time to let Alshon work a little bit. And he sensed it, too. He knew it was zero, and he knew the ball was going to come up quick.
What's it like for you to have that opportunity? I know you've done this a thousand times with him, but to know when you throw that ball up, there's a really good chance he's coming down with it.
It's nice. It makes my job a lot easier. You know, Marty, I mean, they're all 6'4 plus, so and they've got a huge range and catch radius. So you put in the area, you're going to catch it or it's going to be incomplete, which makes it easy.
When you have the defense to close it out for you at the end, pretty much a fan on the sideline, is it nerve-wracking for you?
It is. 2 weeks in a row. You know, we wish we couldn't we would have got a touchdown the last drive and kind of closed it out. But defense, they're getting some edge to them. You know, they're getting after the quarterback. They're causing turnovers. And, you know, you get fourth down stops in back-to-back weeks like that to ice games. You know, they're getting more and more confidence, which is fun to watch.
What does that do for you as an offense when you see them, you know, stopping them getting touchdowns? They were getting a lot of field goals there in the red zone. What does that do for you momentum-wise?
It's huge for us. You know, does take some pressure off us. Know that we just got to move the ball. If we have to punt it, we're going to be okay. The defense is going to go out there. They're going to hold them. But that last drive, we knew we had to get some points for them. We were struggling that fourth quarter, and we were putting them in a tough spot. So I'm glad we were able to at least get a field goal out of it.
How do you feel like you guys have stuck with it, I guess, when Matt doesn't have the yard per carry average that he's used to?
Yeah, going into this game, we knew it wasn't going to be a 150-yard rush game. We knew it was going to be tough sledding, and we're going to have to kind of pick our battles and try to work on the outside and throw the ball a little bit. But Matt had some tough runs there at the end. You know, he had three or four runs that, you know, helped get us down there in field goal position.
Is that first touchdown drive in the second half particularly vital and impressive given the quality of defense you're going against?
Yeah, setting
the tone?
Absolutely. And they had momentum, I thought, going into halftime. We knew we were going to get the ball back, and we just had to put together something, and it kind of set the tone for the second half, gave our defense a little bit of a breather, and kind of set us up.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.